I'm Rebecca Roberts, and this is Tell Me More. Michelle Martin is away. Thousands of black farmers hoping to see the money they were awarded in a billion-dollar settlement of a long-standing discrimination suit are still waiting today, despite assurances of a vote to appropriate the money this week. It's the same week that former Agriculture Department worker Shirley Sherrod said she plans to sue the conservative blogger who posted a video in which, out of context, she seemed to be making racist comments. To come full circle here, the Ag Department's civil rights position Sherrod has been offered exists in part because of ongoing complaints of discrimination by black farmers. In February, President Obama announced a $1.25 billion settlement to farmers to pay for those lawsuits. But the appropriation is stuck in the Senate, and despite assurances from Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of a vote on the money this week, it didn't happen. I'm joined now by John Boyd, the president of the National Black Farmers Association, and by Willie Adams, a farmer in Georgia whose grandfather first bought the land he now farms back in 1938. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for having me.
Good day. How you doing?
I'm great. John Boyd, let's start with you. Tell me about your week. You spoke with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid about getting this $1 billion appropriated. Tell me about that.
Yes, I thought we had a very productive meeting. Senator Reid seemed very sincere about trying to help our nation's black farmers. And we wanted a standalone bill, and we wanted that standalone bill to move this week in the Senate because they're heading into a recess. And I think if we miss this deadline and have to come back and we get caught up in the midterm election, it's going to be very, very difficult for us to move a bill. But he said that he would move that bill in a small business bill that failed. And this is the sixth time that we've had a vote in the Senate, and not one Republican, I want to say it again, not one Republican has voted either time. Out of six chances, not one Republican voted to help our nation's black farmers. And our people need to look at that in these states.
Has it ever been a standalone bill before, or has it always been attached to something else?
Well, it was a unanimous consent bill, a freestanding bill that was offered by Senator Reid back in March, I think it was, March or April. And it failed, too, it was blocked by Senator Coburn from Oklahoma, who saw this issue as a race issue, a race-baited issue that the Democrats was doing. These are black farmers' lives who've been discriminated against. We have a judgment, and I think it's very important to know that when the USDA had a judgment against me, they came out and sold my tractors, my equipment, and put my personal property out on the yard. And we have a judgment against the Department of Agriculture for $1.25 billion, and we can't collect.
So what's the holdup? Is it just bad timing because there are so many worries about the growing deficit now?
This is partisan politics at its worst for poor people who can't defend themselves. This is an issue that has been proven. We proved it in federal court. There's been congressional hearings, 100 reports that said the black farmers have been mistreated by the Department of Agriculture. And here we are some 26 years later, still asking the government to pay up. We're hopeful that members of the Senate are listening to this show today and take heed that they are affecting the lives of black farmers who are dying every day waiting for justice.
You've been on the front lines of this issue for a long time. Do you think the current news context around Shirley Sherrod has changed this issue at all?
I think it pulled the sheet off the Department of Agriculture because, you know, here you have this lady who was harassed, asked to pull over, and texting her resignation and to turn in her phone and car keys because of the allegation that she mistreated a black farm, a white farmer, excuse me. And it turned out to be the other way around, where she was helping the white farmer. And here you have, in total, from the last first part of the settlement and the second part of the settlement, nearly 100,000 people that said the Department of Agriculture treated black farmers badly when we filed discrimination complaints. And not one person was fired for discriminating against a black farmer. And Ms. Sherrod was made an example on national television. It just unfolded because of the allegation that she mistreated a white farmer. So I call that a triple standard.
Willie Adams, I want to bring you in here. You were all for the settlement when they were announced earlier this year. What are your feelings now?
I'm feeling that this thing is dragging on too long, and not only myself, but other farmers. It's been going on too long, and people is dying and becoming sick and whatever like that. Just like John said, we need to sell this thing.
And how does it affect your farming? Do you need that money immediately?
Yes, I need it immediately. Like I was saying, I needed it yesterday, because without funds, you can't make your farm successful.
So how have you been making up the difference?
Just been trying to do the best I can.
Yeah, and do you have help? Is your family pitching in?
Yes.
You're listening to Tell Me More. We're talking about the billion-dollar federal settlement with black farmers that seemed to be on the verge of appropriation this week before deficit hawks slowed the process down. Again, I'm joined by John Boy, president of the National Black Farmers Association, and Willie Adams, a farmer in Georgia. So, John Boyd, if this is in part a deficit hawk issue, is the settlement paid for? Are there offsets?
Yes, it was paid for. And this last measure that went to the floor yesterday, it was paid for. The money was found and it was paid for. And the Republicans made a big escapade last time about one of the votes that was in the war bill that it wasn't paid for. And we can't approve this because it's not paid for. So they found the money to pay for it. And now they still can't vote for it. And there's something terribly, terribly wrong with our political process when you play with the people's lives that are affected here. You know, these are black farmers who put their trust and faith in this country and this administration that the right thing would happen. And here we are dragging into another year. It's just like Willie. You can hear the pain in Willie Adams' voice when he said, you know, hey, we're not getting any loans and things of that nature. We need the Senate to act, and we need for them to act before they go home. I mean, they have perfect lives when they go back home to their districts and the black farmers don't
have any money. Why that deadline? What difference does it make before the summer recess?
Well, we have a August 13th deadline in the settlement agreement between the Department of Agriculture and the black farmers and the Justice Department. That agreement expires for the $1.25 billion. That means we would have to go back to the table and renegotiate this settlement and see if all parties want to stay in this settlement. So we're facing a settlement agreement deadline, and we're facing the Senate that wants to go home and recess. I've never heard the word recess so much in my life until I started following this bill closely. These people got more vacations than anybody I know. I bet they don't work more days than they do than they're in recess. But I would like to see the Senate put this thing to rest by giving us a vote and giving us an up or down vote and stop playing politics with the lives of very innocent people here that are caught up in the process.
So do you think that's what's happening, that they're trying to drag their feet till that settlement can be renegotiated?
I think so, absolutely. And if you look at this thing, we've heard every kind of excuse in the book from the Republicans. I mean, you can only say too much to Harry Reid. He's came to the table. He's put this thing on the floor six times for a vote. I can't say that he's not serious. I can't honestly sit here and tell you that he's not serious. I think he is by putting the bill on the floor for a vote six times. And not one Republican has voted for it. And when I spoke to Mitch McConnell in a buttonhole meeting in the hallway, he said he supported the black farmers, but you guys are in spending bills that cost too much. And, you know, I've heard everything. When we had a surplus, it wasn't time to pay the black farmers. Now they say we don't have any money. It's not the right time to pay the black. It's never the right time. And I say that now is the right time for Congress to act. We have a president who says he wants to get this off the book. Agriculture Secretary who said he wants to close this chapter. So Congress needs to step up and do the right thing and pay these black farmers.
And Willie Adams, obviously late summer, not a time for recess for farmers. What's going on your farm in Georgia these days?
At the present time, we're doing grass-fed cows. And, we have, the temperatures down here, we're having a heat wave. So we just done the best we can at the present time.
And why grass-fed cows?
Because that's why I changed the farm going organic. Because on the niche market for a small farmer, that's about the only way to go nowadays.
So you're hoping you can run a little bit more of a profit if you go organic? Mr. Adams, so you're hoping that going organic might bring you a little more money?
Yes, that's right.
And what are you hearing from fellow farmers? Are they waiting for this settlement too?
Yes. A number of my neighbors and friends, they're waiting on the settlement.
And are they getting angry, or are they just resigned, do you think?
They're getting angry because it has been so long. This thing has been going on for about 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, are you hearing that too, John Boyd, that farmers
are
getting increasingly angry?
Absolutely. The farmers are showing up now in Washington unannounced, demanding meetings with their representatives. And many of the farmers don't even understand the different chambers, in the House and the Senate. I fight now as in the Senate, but that's how frustrated the farmers are here all over the country, where I'm getting calls. You know, why? I was on a conference call explaining the other night why it failed in the war bill. And the farmer said, John, why can't you just tell the press we don't have our money? I mean, what American wouldn't understand that?
Well, give us a little bit of a context to why this money was awarded. What was the basis of the discrimination suit?
It was discrimination in this farm lending programs, where it takes 387 days to process a black loan application, less than 30 days to process a white loan application, why disparate treatment in the U.S. Farm Subsidy Program, where the top 10% of white and corporate farmers receive, on average, $1 million per farmer, and the black farmers average $200 in the farm subsidy program. So it's just wide disparate figures. We're losing land at three times greater rate than any other race in this country. And the Department of Agriculture is the sole problem with its lending programs and some of the race relation issues that I brought up at the beginning of the show, where no one's been fired for the act of discrimination.
And in addition to this settlement for past discrimination, has the discrimination changed? Have those disparities closed in the meantime?
No, because nobody's been penalized. And I think that's something that I brought to the president and the secretary's attention during the transition. People have to be penalized for the act of discrimination, and that has not happened at the Department of Agriculture.
John Boyd is the president of the National Black Farmers Association, joined us from our studios here in Washington. And Willie Adams, he joined us by phone from his farm in Georgia. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.